This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Many dairy operations across the U.S. are certified through the Farm Program. And Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois, joins us on this Feed Forum Friday to explain some changes that are coming to this program. This is a program that has public comment open until this Sunday, so time is running out if you haven't heard about this yet. Hear more to discuss, Dr. Mike Hutchins. Mike?
Today's Feed Forum is going to be a bit different, Bill, and that is going to be looking at the new farm version 4 changes that are going to be coming online here for dairy farmers. Your listeners may wonder, what is FARM? FARM stands for the National Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Program. And this is a certification program so that consumers and processors and co-ops know that the milk is being produced very humanely, very cleanly, no antibiotic residue, and certainly it's a high-quality product as far as that goes. This is a third-party inspection that's done on farms. And on my number, I've lately seen about 90% plus farms in the United States have been certified through the FARM program. The current one on animal standards, that is where the major focus has changed coming in number 4, and that what in animal standards, number 1, it was a signed veterinary-client relationship, which means that the dairy farmer and the veterinarian know the farm and know what needs to be done and therefore make recommendations, especially on antibiotic and animal management. Number 2, there was on ethics training and documentation for all employees, and the third one was the banning of tail docking, which, of course, is removing the switch from the dairy animals. The changes are listed. Here we come, Bill. First of all, in the new form, Form 4, we'll have an evaluation for non-ambulatory, which means animals that cannot walk well, and euthanization, which means putting the animal down on the farm. There'll be guidelines and protocols for that on farms. Number 2, automatic decertification, which means you cannot sell your milk if the tail docking continues to occur on dairy farms. So that's an automatic decertification. Next, we're going to be looking at a clause on continuing education for animal care. This could come from extension, could be done by veterinarians, could be done by the milk co-op, but rather than just having a protocol, evidence that there is an annual continuing education going on the farm. A new one will be pain measurement and management at the time of dehorning animals, primarily disbudding, as when the small horn protrudes from the head of these animals, and that has to be done under 8 weeks of age under some type of medication. A challenge there, Bill, is some of the medications can only be administered by the veterinarian at this point. Another one is a reworking of the wording, so it's ISO certification. ISO, for our listeners, stands for the International Organization of Standards, which allows our dairy products to go internationally and meet those requirements as well. Another one that's interesting is exercising in tie stall barns where animals are confined, and they wanted to have more freedom of animal movement. And there is a work on progress. Those final points have not been set up at this point. That's where dairy farmers will have some input in on it. We'll also have some evaluation of broken tails. You say, what is a broken tail? Well, tails can be used to leverage animals so that they cannot kick and therefore handle animals more safely if they're being injected or treated as far as that goes. And if you push the tail too much, you'll actually break the tail. And finally, there'll be a new 20-member farm advisory council, which allows for farm inputs directly in. So our take-home message, Bill, is certainly that they're going to have continued focus on assuring consumers that they are getting dairy products from animals that are humanely treated and are using the right types of management styles on dairy farms. Co-ops and dairy processors need this to be sure that they can document this to various food chains as far as that goes. And March 31st, that is when the public period for putting in comments ends. So if you're going to do that, you have to do that very quickly. Well, thanks. Have a great day.
Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Coming up on our Milky Monday, it's no April Fool's joke. FC Stone's Dave Kurzowski will be reporting on the January U.S. dairy export numbers. Join us for that on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.